Well, I want to thank you all for being here this wonderful Sunday afternoon. We are continuing to look at the marriage covenant as described by God's Word. Now remember, a covenant is based on a need created by God. Not all needs are a result of sin. You can be perfect and still have a need. Let's consider Jesus. Was he perfect? Yes, yes. Did he have the need to eat? Yes. Did he get hungry? Yes. On the cross, was he thirsty? Yes. Did that mean he was not perfect? No. When Adam was first created, he was perfect. But he had the need to eat. Adam would sleep. But he was perfect. Did Jesus sleep? Yes, when the boat was in the lake and there was the great storm, he was asleep. Did God the Father rest? After the 6 days of creation, what did God the Father do? He rested on the seventh day. The need to eat, the need to sleep, these are not as a result of sin. They will not go away. And by becoming more spiritual, they will not go away. We want to be like Jesus. We do not want to be more spiritual than Jesus. That is the sin of Satan. Did Jesus work? Yes. He says, I must work the works of him who sent me. Night comes when no man can work. Did God create Adam to work? Yes. When Adam was perfect, he worked the plantation that God created. Did God the Father work? Yes. 6 days he worked, and on the seventh he rested. Work. Working hard. That is a Christian virtue. By becoming more spiritual, we are not freed from work. These are what are called righteous needs. We have needs, but they are not sin. Turn with me to Genesis 2. Genesis 2.
Genesis chapter 2.
And we will look at another need Adam had. Genesis 2, verse 18.
Genesis 2, 18.
Something was not right. Adam had a need. But Adam was perfect. What was the need?
Genesis 2:18.
Do not read the verse. Just answer the question from the information. For instance, if the teacher writes 2 + 2 = 2, and asks you for the answer, and you say
2 + 2,
that's the question. The answer is 4. So I'm not asking you to read the verse, but I'm asking you to answer the question. What is the need that Adam had? His brother.
Adam needed a wife.
Adam and Afrikazi.
Yes. So that having a wife as a helpmate is a legitimate need. So a husband and a wife come into marriage with needs. These are legitimate needs. They will not go away. In fact, they become stronger as you grow in Christ. When will a Christian not need to pray? Never. In fact, as he becomes more mature, he prays more. That's talking to God. When will a Christian not need to read the Bible? Never. In fact, as he matures, he will want to hear more of what God says. Remember, men? We are to love our wife as Christ loves the church. That's in Ephesians 5:25. There will never be a time when your wife will not want to talk to you. Or listen to you. You say, oh, we've been married so long. When will she get over this? Always wanting to talk. Always wanting me to talk. Wanting me to say I love you. I will never leave you. I'm so happy I married you. Well, if we love our wife as Christ loved the church, we'll say these things. You want to hear these things from God. Men, you want to talk to God? Do you allow your wife to talk to you? Men, you want to hear God's words? You want God to talk to you from His Word? Are you willing to talk to your wife? We are to love our wives as Christ loves us. So we think, how does Christ love us? And we love our wives the same way.
We are a spiritual leader. We talk to God. So our wife gets to talk to us. God talks to us. So we talk to our wife. God is faithful to us.
We can
be trusted.
you with. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have gifts and callings in the church. You have the Word of God. You have the message of salvation. Now, God has given you tremendous gifts and trust. Is that because you are worthy? No. It's because He loves you. And if God can trust you with those things, and you do not trust your wife, you're a hypocrite. God ministers to you spiritually. You do not minister to your wife. Household, you are in denial of the faith. You are worse than an down at your wife and children and decides. You see, God, man thinks about the words. God thinks in terms of deeds. 1 John 3:18. Little children, do not love in word and speech, but deed and truth. she's the strong one and you're the weak one. That's wrong. What it really means is she's the worker and you're lazy. So don't do that, ma'am. We are the strong ones. If you want to get married, be the spiritual leader of your wife. Love her in the same way Jesus loves you. Be truthful and trusting as Jesus is with you. Her material needs. Let's think about this man. He likes to carve wood and make little animals. Yeah, and people who know him ask him for these. So he begins to make them for people. Soon, so many people want them, he begins asking them to pay. And then people want them for birthday and Christmas gifts. So he has a nice little side job, second job. And he thinks, well, I really enjoy this. So he gets himself a blanket and a little table. He goes down to the market, sits under a tree, puts the blanket down, puts the little animals on the table. Animals, drinks tea, talks to people. He's very happy. Only one problem. He cannot sell enough animals to meet the financial needs of the family. So he puts his wife to work. He puts her to work so he can sit under a tree, talk to his friend, and carve animals. That's sin. He should never have quit his job. You do not quit your job to have fun. Your wife has to leave the home because you want to sit around and talk to men and drink tea. God calls us to work hard. We take care of our wife. She does not take care of us. Yeah. I don't care if it's teaching the Bible, working for the government, cooking food at a restaurant, selling corn on the side of the road. I don't care what it is. You do not do things you like to do and make your wife do the hard things. You get a job. You work hard. You make money. You take care of your wife so that she can take care of the house and children. Now there's men's work and women's work. So if you love your wife, body, that's what the Bible says. I want to look at your clothes. Then I want to look at your wife's clothes. Are they equal? I want to look at your shoes. creation.
Are
they equal? Who is the stronger one? It's raining. When it's raining, who has to walk in the rain? Who takes the car? You love your wife. What about travel? You get to go places? Do you take your wife places? You have lunch meetings with men? Do you ever take your wife to lunch? You are to love your wife as your own body. How do you take care of yourself? Now, you are responsible to take care of your wife. If you are way up here, he's way down here, then you must be equal. Your friends say, oh, you're weak. Shouldn't give her all that. But really, the man who lives up here and makes his wife live down here, who's stronger? She is. She's doing without. This man is soft and weak. The strong people do the hard things. The weak people do the easy things. If you want to be strong, then take care of your wife. Now, I have a question for you. You are walking home with your wife. You say to her, well, I can't spend all that money on you. You don't need those nice things. I'm big, important man. You're just in the home with the
children.
So I just won't do that. And then he says, wait. Look at your feet. Where did you get those nice shoes?
Thank you. children.
And
he's just so helpful. And when the children go to bed, they'll say, tell me what you need. And we will just sit there and talk and plan. He will say, don't worry. He will give me the Christian fellowship kiss. Any investments,
any
bank accounts,
Jesus.
Everything.
And she has the same account. She. Involved in secret land deals that she does not know about. Of His holy word.